still get some permission. The Gemara begins the fundamental discussion by quoting Rabbi Abo. Shnayim shadonu dinei mamonos dirvei hakol ein dinei din. So that's what dirvei hakol means. Hello. So you need three for sure. Hello, the law being a mumchin. You don't require mumchin. No. You hold air pashas? Don't hold air pashas. Manashach. This mark is too specific to it. I've always said this is where you can really get started. The first test of the Gemara is as follows. Yes, it's air pashas. Yes, on the level of the Raisa, you need mumchin, three mumchin, by all dinim amas. The Rabbanon, they don't require when it comes to hodos avos, otherwise it's be hard to get credit. It's the first teretz. We'll call it a technical teretz. There's no fundamental distinction between different kinds of dinim amos, but a technical teretz. In order to procure loans, they made a certain Rabbanon they could do. Fine. Here's where it gets levedic. Omar, midoraisa chad nami kosh. Shenemar, betzedek tishpura misech. Fine. Here we find a midoraisa which seems to go against what we learned until now. Until now we assume you need three. Now it's enough to have one. Elemishim yoshve kronos. Don't know anything. Ah, three. I can find you three kosher kronos still, you know. Nah. It's not 2015. I can find you three Yoshua Kronos, I don't know anything. But in those days, even the Yoshua Kronos do something. You have three, one person is what's called the Gomir. What's Gomir? Rashi, the Gomir, the first word on the Bible was Gomir. Me. Sheshama mechachamim uvidayonim hilchos din milve. Shun. After the digression about Toh, the Gemara comes to the following question. The Lord says, Ma'ika Bain Rava, Ravacha Breda Ravika. Rava is the first opinion, Elama Rava. Benai Shmuel, Shnayim Shadon the name did. Rava Shmuel says rule Shmuel is wrong. Ravacha says Shmuel is right. It's even one is enough, so certainly two should be enough. Of course, the question becomes, the most fundamental question, is this Rashi? With the Raisa, at the end of the narrow lines, Chad Nami Kosh. Look, Rashi. Behodo v'alvo, Tichsiv Tishpot Loshen Yochit. Okay. Rashi throws in, Ven Eir Pashas, Tos to Squeeze. Umas Nisen Vadei Tarte Kotonik Edamor. Two things in the Mishnah. Umishlosha, Bodos, Valvos, La Midoraisa, Elevid Rabbonus. What's he saying? Xelus Vavos require three Midoraisa. Bodos, Valvos require three Midorabbonus. See, here we have Rabbosa for the first time, what I call a fundamental distinction between Xelus and Chavolos on one hand, Bodos, Valvos on the other hand. Fundamental distinction, a level of Doraisa, not merely a Derabbanan, the Gedin, technicality, in order to be able to procure loans. So therefore, we have to understand and analyze a level of Doraisa, what's the difference between Zeilus and Chavolos on the one hand, and Odos and Avos on the other hand. You understand where I'm coming from? It's our first fundamental question to understand what this is all about. They talk about fundamental questions. I'd like to go back to the Shiurei Rav, the Rebbe, was understood fundamentals. This is his piece, which is entitled "Inyan Hischayves Midas." It's a base of the base. And the Rebbe says as follows: "Kotzav Iri, Babakama Ayin of the base." Rav also all of the principle. Of Kamei B'Drabamine? Who's heard of it? Raise your hand. Everyone knows? Everyone knows what it means? The guy gets killed, he's not going to have to pay money to. Right? That's what it means. Fine? Very nice. So the Meiri there called Chachmer Tzorfater. When did we say that? By Dover Habo Derek Nizokin. You can't, no double jeopardy. You don't punish him by killing him, and you have an additional punishment for a monetary crime. Ava Bedova Shekiblu Olav Derek Tanai Umasu Matam. The example is not a very moral one. Esnan, not going to that right now. Mishtalim Bebezin. What does that mean? The Rebbe explains. Kimli Bederabimine is if it's a chiyuv which the Torah imposes upon somebody. You broke a window. Those look super third paragraph last year. No. You shot an arrow at Shabbos. The Chayim don't saw it in the middle of the Torah Shiroi. Ripped the garments. See, we can kill you for Chil Shabbos. We're not going to hit you again to make you pay for the ripped garments. Avalo b'schayus er maso batnu tonight. The condition, the woman says, man, if I live with you, I'll pay this amount of money. But really, the chiyuv. Kores, misa. Why? Explains the Rebbe. Where do you know the din from? Kedei rishasim. Right. Kedei rishasim. Where does that kedei rishasim? Akari. Where's the positive condition? Which portion? Which portion? He knows I'm drunk yet. I want to be Yotze right away. Put a chumash on my table. Yotze. We quoted a pasuk. They were shasim. That's the expression. So in case I don't have time, I was Yotze. The parasha right there. Okay. So they were shasim. This week's parasha. Mishab rishachas tavachayvo. Not on shtei rishios. That's only shtei rishios. What's a risha? Chiyuv mamutolamay de haTorah. They say kibble. But chiyuv mamonos haboy de yischayvus midas. I obligate myself, not to chiyuv haTorah. Don't apply come to the rabbinate. It's not called a risha. Ad kan. On the bottom it says, Ayin eretz atzvi, page reish dalid. That's Rav Shechta, the Shlita Sefer. I try to follow it so all the Sefer wrote it. Page reish dalid. It says why the other Rishonim don't agree with the Chachmei Tzorfatim. One of two reasons: either they deny the fundamental premise, they say Kimli Rabbanei applies even to obligations you accept upon yourself, or they have a different understanding of what's called Schiris Tolem in the case of Esther. Not that I agree to pay this amount of money; the Torah obligates me in a certain amount. Yes, the two people are the ones who decide the price. That's true. But there could be cases, that's Rav Shechta proves here at some length, where there was no determination of price in advance. Afal Pikein, you have to pay for services rendered. Why the Torah said so? That's his fundamentally so that they're on page reached now. Good. So far, so good. Yeah.
Isn't this Meir against the Gemara Bava Kamma?
That's the that's exactly the Gemara that the Meir is commenting on. That's not Torah. Bava Kamma. That's Ayin. Bava Kamma. That's Sadi. That's Ayala. Something. Same Gemara. The Meir is there too, Baba Matzia, by the way. Look, they'll see. Explains, look it up, you'll see. Right. Oh, this page Yudalad and Shiri Arab. Now page Tezvot. Oh, that same Chiluk applies over here. Why? I read you. Zelus v'chavolos kol ikar achir v'enu bo ayedei da'as v'schayvu v'chavolos. So, I stole. I didn't accept to pay. I wanted to get away with it. I hit you. I didn't accept to pay. I wanted to give you a punch in the nose. The Torah imposes upon you an obligation to pay if you steal or hit somebody. Therefore, dafka hosam, you need bez shalmukhin. Why? This is the words of the Rebbe. Kidei lahashia sagavra. This is brisk to the nth degree. Gavra, right? That's, you know what that word means. Gavra. Shechulu alav chiyubi haTorah. Uth nchsev, again another pasuk. Asher Yashiyu and Elohim. The same, right? This week's Pasha Kedavish also. And Pasha Mishpatim, Asher Yashiyu and Elohim. Uchadabuchach midin shtei rishios. The same shoresh. The laharshia pirusho. Lechaivo bechiyuv sheitil of haTorah. And you need mumchin leharshia. Odos valvos. How did the chiyuv come about? when you obligated yourself to pay, for that is enough hediotos. There's no harshah on by Bezdin. You don't have to be harshia the gavra. All you have to do is to decide that he has to pay money because he obligated himself to that money. That's all. That's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, Mali chava b'gufa, mali chava b'mono, these are both obligations. These are both obligations. Footnote 60. Hagoyin of Mendel Zaks, Atzal, lohoya nichalei mihad gzor shabein mazos. Who's a Mendel Zaks? Who was a Mendel Zaks? Know who he was? He was a Bochan Ha'ashib. Anyone else whose father will know happened to have been? No less than the Chofetz Chaim. Wow. So Rabbi Shefti is a talk on learning with Mendel Zaks, with Rav Soloveitchik, said, I don't like this one. Okay, he's entitled not to like it. But just to demonstrate that maybe Rav Mendel Zaks is a minority view. So first of all, I want to read you from the Eretz HaTzvi, because that's where it's quoted from over here. There's a look in Eretz HaTzvi, Reish Chav Zayin, Reish Chav Zayin, Rabosai. I'll show you the tape which I have with me. Reish Chav Zayin, those who want to look it up later on, is part of what I told you is called the Kuntras HaSmicha. Kuntras HaSmicha is a Dvar Torah in Rav Shefta's first day, the Eretz HaTzvi, which starts at Reish Chav Hei and goes all the way until Reish Lamed Zayin. That's 12 solid pages. In the introduction it says, Kuntra ze miyusuf kol kulo al shiuri mori arabi agorin ha'adir rov. But he had a few ma'amah karmas in the Achron. Except for two nakudas and footnotes, he says there is all. Okay, fine. So, let me first tell you what he says over here on this comment, and then I'll branch out. That page Rechkov Zayin, there is a footnote 3, wider distinction between Hodos Avos and Zeles Vachavos. Rebbe explains Yischaivus Vidas as opposed to Zeles Vachavos, which the Torah imposes upon you. Quotes the Miri Mabakama, like as we saw. And then he adds, a similar distinction applies with respect to something called Milva Aksuva Batorah. Have you heard of it? Who ever heard of that expression in Shas? Milva Aksuva Batorah, Ainat Suva Batorah, found in Kiddush Naf Yud Gimel. According to one opinion, Shibudin Daraisa only applies to Milva Aksuva Batorah. The Torah imposes an obligation, it also imposes a lien. With if I myself accept an obligation, not necessarily.
Isn't a lien the same thing as an obligation?
No. The obligation is a personal obligation. A lien is on my property. Big deal. Big difference. Okay? That's fine in Bechoros as well, that same distinction. Fine. Not exactly the same. They're not precisely the same. Okay? Doesn't mean chas v'shalom that every milva ksuva b'torah is a risha. Chas v'shalom. What do you do with pidyon aven? It's risha to have a b'chor. Chas v'shalom. So, not exactly common, but this is somewhat similar. It goes on to a different. So you'll say, okay, this is only Rav Soloveitchik said this way, nobody else. So, in order to demonstrate that great people think alike, I just wanted to bring you again from Rav Shach. Leave Rav Shach, they're not here for my Rebbe. That's for sure. Rebbe, bottom dollar. Not to have met. So I want to show what he says. He also makes a distinction between Zeles and Havolos and Havdos and Havolos. And some of the language is eerily familiar. It's page, this edition, it's page Reish Peches, first little paragraph. Kol Ikir Atam Mashler. Rabbi Yeshkilik Ben Hodos and Zeles Vachavos, Why? Who he says? Milva aksuva b'torah. Sounds familiar. Shein chiyuva ma'asha Torah chiva. Zeo nikra mishpat. Ubeina lo nosa bebezit. Ashein kein hodos salvos. Shein milva aksuva b'torah. Hein chiyuva al shal adam atzmo. Hein ze mishpat l'chayvoson. V'yein tzrichin bezit l'dunon. It's not necessary. You see, a very similar idea, Rabbi Ozai, is found in this context. We're not finished with all of his ivra. He has a little bit more to say. But just the general principle that Rabbi Mendel's axe wasn't happy with, don't want to complain about what my Rebbe said. Rabbi Shach said the same thing almost word for word in Perek Beis and in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Halacha Yud. Again, there's more to be said here, and I will quote that a little bit more, but later I just wanted to show you that you shouldn't think that it's only a one-man idea. Okay, you with me so far? I did notice that in the Masifta Gemara, they quote from Rav Shach. My Rebbe's name is not mentioned anywhere in that. You know, it was 100. How many volumes did they have? 500 volumes? How many volumes did they have in Shas? Masifta, how many did they have? I don't think my Rebbe's name is found there even once, but I don't want to get involved. I got to do a search. But Rav Shach is mentioned. And he basically said the same thing. So this is not something which is a unique piece of Torah that my Rebbe had, but apparently it's made it into the what we'll call the Olam HaYeshivas through Rav Shach and others as well. Not only Rav Shach, others as well. And it's interesting how they present it there as follows. And this is found in Rav Shach's words. Zelus v'chavolos, as they put it, you are passing on the person. We use the word gavra, they use the word odom. Why? He did an action. A person did an action. An action of zela, an action of chavola. You need three people to rule on a person, as opposed to hodos avos. You're only dealing with, again, use personal shyness, chefza, using an object, money. It's all a matter of money. Money is nothing. They give the nafkamina to call it, but Rabbi Mina, my Rabbi's nafkamina is found explicitly there. In that in the Masifta Gemara, I'm not sure exactly who they quoted from. They quoted from Pchaim. Where's the Pchaim? They don't have my Rebbe. Rav Baruch Ber quotes from Pchaim. The Pirkei Shmuel. So they quoted from other any source but. Okay, and they have two other interesting nafkaminas I wanted to share with you. I'm not sure exactly where they're coming from. One is very topical. Shmita Sofim. We're holding in Chodesh El. I think today is the 12th day of El. Only a few more days to write a principal. Maybe we'll do one here if you want. Otherwise, the money goes out. If you look in the Rebigash, in the Shita Mechubetz and Ksubis, Taf Nun Hei, Oman Aleph, Ksuba Kemaisa Bezdin, which is not Meshamet, the Mishnah Shvi'ah, Sperek Yud Mishnah Beis. Why? Quote, Ki Eino Chov Shaso Al Atzmo, Ela Hadin. So they interpret that means it's chal on the gavra, not on the money. Whatever is chal on the gavra, not on the money, shmita doesn't cancel it. Why should that be so? A fascinating concept over there. It's in the footnotes. What's pshat in shmita? I'm giving up satam in the crow. I should not view myself as the full bialim on my money. The same as Shemitah's karka. I'm not the full bialim on my karka, so Shemitah's tzofim, not a full bialim on my money. That's only if I ask for my money back. If I ask the person, Mr. Gavra, you hit me. Mr. Gavra, you stole from me. I'm not discussing money, I'm discussing the personal claim against the person. That suggestion is made. Shemitah would not knock it out. That's why in the Mishnah you find in that in Shvius, his ownness, the Fatal of the Shemra, there the din, the Torah makes you obligated to use the parlance of the Rimigash. Another nafkamina suggests a final one as follows. It's Ramon Simon Tof Ches. You require the presence of the parties for the Gemar Din. The suggestion is made, it depends. If it's Nizokin, guy hit me, guy destroyed my property, stole from me, presumably the same, has to be there. Why? Same lush. We're passing on the Gavra. The Gavra has to show up. If, however, it's Hodos Falvos, let's not get personal here. It's just a matter of money. It's only a matter of money. The guy doesn't show up. The decision can be reached in his absence. Okay? Rabosai, it's the formality of the Gemara. Adkan, this beautiful understanding. Good. This is first part of today's shiur. This is the easy part. This is sort of circumscribed, you understand very well. What gets really complicated, really, really hard, is the interaction of the various parts of the sugya and how it plays out, particularly within the opinion of the Rambam. Let's understand what's happening over here. There seems to be a machlokas called Rava. The two names are found back to back. Rava, Rabosai, on Daf Gimel and Aleph. Rava and Rav Acha Breda Ravika. Rav Acha is Mechadash Achidish. V'doraisa chadna mikosha shenemar v'tzedek tishmur amisach. Presumably Rava denies that Achidish. The big question, of course, becomes a twofold question. One I asked already yesterday. When Rav Acha said one is enough, what kind of one did he mean? Did he mean one, a head yot, who never received smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu straight? Or did he mean one, a samach? So someone answered, who answered yesterday? Someone raised his hand yesterday and answered that question. No? Who raised their hand? My memory is poor. Somebody raised their hand. No one raised their hand? Because I would imagine anything. So I'll answer that now. Raise your hand. This one guy, who is he? Is he a hedgehog or is he a sub?
Which guy?
This guy. Rav Acha Breda Ravika Amar. With a rice chad na mikosha. One. This one guy.
I raised my hand yesterday.
Right, so I thought.
Yesterday I said he's a hedgehog.
That's right.
I'll argue with
him. Oh, correct. Machlokos between Kalman and Rabbeinu Chanan. Kalman and Rabbeinu Chanan. Kalman said it's a hedgehog. Chanal says, no, it's a samuch. Of course, when you open a Rambam, you want to know the answer to that question too. Obviously. That's question one. I guess as fundamental is, who does the Rambam paskin like? Like Rav Acha Breda Ravika? Or perhaps not? That should be obvious. Just look at the Rambam. Nothing in the world is obvious, as we shall find out. The world is not so much. So here, Abosai, we have to analyze somewhat carefully what's the nature of this Zeres HaKosuv of Tzedek Tishmur Amisech. I'll ask you, does it mean it's a Bezdin of one? What does it mean that a single individual can rule on a monetary matter even though he's really not a bezin? Is one a bezin or is one not a bezin?
Not a bezin.
You say not a bezin, you have a proof?
No, but you need, like, a bezin needs like a certain amount of people, so one person.
I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm looking for proof. Yeah?
Not a bezin.
Okay, so give me a proof that it's not a bezin.
One mitzvah asked
one person. Ooh, very good. Very good. The Rambam, doesn't have a Rambam today? keep chazing this question. Who has Rambams or computers or Mishpat HaMoleis? See, the three of them, everyone should have something or other with them. At least for this week, you have to. Rambam is the main man. Yes?
To prove what I said, I would just say whatever is used to prove the idea that a Beis Din should have more than one person, just use that to prove what I said, because that proves that it can't be just one person. So whatever, I don't know what that source is, but that source has to exist. So whatever that source is, proves me.
Go around in circles, my friend. Let's see. But this, we have a great proof that's being brought. Avi brings the proof as follows. Perek Hay on the Maram Karmis. Halacha Yutches. Those who have it. Look at, should I call this a screen works today? No. Perek Hay Halacha Yutches. Yochid Shumumcha L'Rabin. Hafo Pishu Don Dinim Amaris Yechidi. Ein Ahodo B'Fonach Odo B'Bezin. Va'filo Vayos Amoch. Clear as day from the Rambam, and even if the person has smicha, he doesn't mean why you smicha. He somehow he means to Moshe Rabbeinu. Afal pikein, if you admit, as we had in mind, right? This Rambam, if you admit in front of this person, so it's not considered to be a proper hodah. Means it's not a bezdin. Now, what in fact does the Rambam rule with respect to the issue of one person being able to rule or not? Now I have to look back on the Rambam in Perek Beis. Okay, this is Alech Perek Hey, Alech Yilches, and now Perek Beis. Perek Beis should be, for those who don't have a Rambam in front of them, almost sure it should be in the back of the Mishpat HaMoleh, but let me just double check, because I've been wrong before. Let's see. Ready? Ooh, Baruch Hashem is here. Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph, yes.
Every time you say mumcha, we mean mumcha or Aleph?
No. The word mumcha means different things. The word mumcha can mean an appointee, and the word, that's what it means in Afhe. The word mumcha can mean a samach, it means in Afbeis. That's why the philosophy of terms is tricky. The Gemara is trying to trip us up, I mean, literally. The same word mumcha is used for two completely different concepts. The one point it has a chidush yirah. The word mumcha doesn't mean the same thing in two different places. Rambam writes in Perek Beis, everyone look inside, either your computer or your Rambam or your Mishpat HaMoleh. You have three places to look. Get to the all three filled with your name. Okay? Perek Beis, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Yud. Af al pi she'ein Beis in Peros Mishlosha. We just saw, right? Muto le'echad lodun min ha-Torah. She'nemar, b'tzedek tishpor ha-misecha. So you got it so far? Everyone with me so far? So one is not a bezdin, but he can rule min haTorah she'nema, but tzedek tishpor ha'misecha. It sounds at least passing like whom? What does it sound like? Rabosei, are these words familiar to you? Rabacha b'rei Ravika. Back to the Gemara. Come on, Rabosei, we have to remember. Rabacha b'rei Ravika. Omar midoraisa chana mikosher she'nema. But tzedek tishpor ha'misecha. I read the Rambam. Afal pishin bezin pogos mishlosho mut liyach lo demen haTorah shenema but tzedek tishpor ha'misecha. I mean, what could be more clear? What could be more clear? As a matter of fact, it's so clear because the Mishnah assumes it to be true and he wants to know why would the Rambam paskin like a vacha b'rei d'Ravika who goes up against whom? Rava. Rabosei, everyone knows Rava. Not that many people knew about Rabacha with Ravika before today. He's not in the top 10. I mean, I'm a Rava that we know. So why in the world would the Rambam Paskin, like the relatively little known Rabacha, Brei de Ravika, against Rava? Koshali writes a Kesef Mishnah. Lama la posaka Rava. Who are they than Rabacha? With the rice, you need three. Robert's Basro, Mora de Talmudo is everywhere. Good question, huh? He's certainly assuming he passes like Rabach. Now let's go a little further in the Gemara before we go back to the Rambam. Ma'ika be Rabbah Rabacha. If you're not sure, what Shmuel say? Shnaim Shadonu, Dinei and Din. Rava denies Shmuel. Rav Acha holds from Shmuel. Says the Rambam, the next word will be divrei sof mashet yushlosha ushnayim shadanu ein dinei and din. Hey guys, whoa, a contradiction in everything. The Rambam passes like Rav Acha. The Gemara is according to Rav Acha. Shnayim shadanu dinei and din. The Rambam Tocha the Ibra says shnayim shadanu ein dinei and din. They talk about the cash. So if you look up carefully in the Kesef Mishnah, I ask you to see. Okay. Called the Shuvah Sarajman. Yes, it's cash. It's cash. I'll read the words of the Kesef Mishnah first. Kashali, he says, Mutlechala ben HaTorah, Rav Acha. One of Gimel says, Rav Acha, Islay Bishmuel, Shnayim Shadon Dinei Din, Heich Pasuk Rabbeinu Kan, the local Shmuel. Can you imagine that? The contradiction with one line to the next. Wow. Great Kash. Everyone understand the Kash? Those are the two fundamental Kash. Those are the two fundamental questions. There are many other questions, but let's try to limit the question. We get to the fundamental answers as they're given by the classical approach. Are the questions clear? Let's go slow and try to see how the various Mefarshim, you know, the main Mefarshim, attack these issues. There's one more question. I would like to ask all the questions at the beginning. There's another Rambam. It's another Rambam. This Rambam is in Perakei. Halacha Ches. Perakei Halacha Ches. This one is found in a Mishpat Amoli for those who want to look. Page Yud Dalet, column 2. Perakei Halacha Ches and Rambam and Nuchel Sanhedrin. Says the Rambam like this. Important to understand. Zeilus and Chavolas needs Shlosh Mumchen Smuchem Eretz Yisrael. Aval Shadini Mamenis Odas Havos don't require that. Even three Adyotos, and therefore we pass in these shilas even in Chutz Lartz. Afal Pishen Bezin Shol Chutz Lartz Elohim Shlichus Bezin Shol Eretz Yisrael Osim. Fine. What we call this in our language, Shlichu Sayat. I already told you yesterday, it tells us quotes of Abiyah Nadav. It's found in Gittin, Peches, Babakama, Pedalit. Frek the Kesavish from the Ramach. What? Tema. Came and shoot Posak, Rav Acha, where the Rav Ika. The Min HaTorah, Chad Nami Kosher, the Chzid. Betzedek Tishpana Misecha. Minayet Shia Samuch. Rav is clearly holding his smicha, because otherwise, when is Shlichus Sayfo? Iba Samuch Mairi, I feel him in the Rabban and Kosher. No Yoshua Kronos, in that kind of a case. Tame of Psak Shalom. One each lichusayu. Without lichusayu, then the last meal works. But tzarechiyon. So there's already a third question. The Rambam is just piled up question upon question upon question, and of course we understand very well that to answer these questions, you have to come up with some kind of a construct to explain what it's all about. So the way to answer the last question is, as Kalman said before, quote Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel said, it's true that one will do the trick, but that one has to be a samuch. Who said to the rach? It's very often that the Rambam follows the Rambam follows the Riff, follows the Rach. You know, they're in the same school, if I may use that expression. The generations apart, and the countries apart. Okay, fine. We saw. Let's see the Rach one more time. We saw it yesterday. See it again. What the Rach saying? Give me the one out. Come, look inside. The Doraisa towards the end. I feel chad kosher shenema. We said the Shnei Masecha. Shum shoch nei bedinos. Shein b'hem mumchin hiskinu gimel. What does that mean? The Rach is in effect saying, what do you need? You need midoraisa one samach. Shokne bedinos means they live far away from Eretz Yisrael. There's no smicha there, and therefore they introduced the concept of three hediotos. And once they introduced the concept of three hediotos in California, why shouldn't it work in Yerushalayim too? Works, it works. This is the Rach. And the Rambam presumably holds that way. And this is what the Or Sameach says on this Rambam, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. That's terrific. Who says the other way around? I'm sorry to say, even within the Rambam, not just Kalman, but the Chidush Yerah, he assumes that the Reis, the Chadna Mikosha, must be a hedges. Even according to the Rambam, he suggests that. Okay. Possibly. What's the lumbus? Why should one work, whether the one is a samach or not a samach? Why should one work? If it's not a bezin, how can it possibly work? So here comes the lumbus of art, which is said by many of the classical mafreshim. You know, someone asked me a question, is Dunkin' Donuts kosher? I'll wake everybody up right away. Dunkin' Donuts kosher. That has to be a bezin to answer that question. Bezin. Eastern, what we call Eastern Vehete. If Dunkin' Donuts is kosher, Dunkin' Donuts is not kosher. Someone asked me, I forgot Yalav Yavan Rosh Chodesh. Go back, don't go back. You need a bezin for that. Eastern Vehete. Question of this nature. You don't need a bezin for this. The Chiddush of Rav Acha, according to this understanding, as you correctly said, it's not a bezin. Who said you need a bezin? The same way as you can have a private individual decide on matters of kashrus and tefillah, so too it's possible that one person can decide, not being a bezin, on monetary matters as well. Yes.
What's the cutoff between what one person can decide and what a beis din has to decide? Like, how do you differentiate?
Slow. So, we already mentioned before that gzeilus and chavolus might require a beis din. Why? Because there, you can't say you're passing on the money the same as you pass on a piece of meat or on a donut. This money's, this belongs to this one, belongs to that one. This donut belongs in the plate, it belongs in the garbage. Not personal. Zeilus and chavolus are personal. If they're personal, you have to have a bezin rule on it. Not just an individual saying what he has to say.
Oh. So it's the same thing as the Katsugara situation?
As what? What?
As
That's correct. The first one to say this, historically, to spell it out, I believe, is the famous sefer, Tzos HaChosh. And I brought with me from a bezin room the fancy edition of one of Tzos, the Eon these days. Gotta get the new ones. This is Rav Chimotrovsky. This is the top of the line Tzos. Okay? I'll read it to you. His language. Simon Gimel, Sivkotten Beis, and Iktos. Let us. be a bezin, you have to have three. It's true? You have to have three. What'll happen if you don't have three? What kind of status does it have? So the Ksav says like this. One individual who's ruling is not ruling as a bezdin. He's ruling the same way as he'd rule on other matters, not the Torah's bezdin. This idea, which the Ksavos has in Siman Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, has ramifications, he writes, not only in the situation of Hodor, as you said, but another, I guess, in a sense, certain more fundamental question, which is Kfiya. Can you compel someone to come? Can I compel someone to come to me and ask me about Dunkin' Donuts or about Yalla V'Yovo? Come to ask a shot, I answer you. You must come to me. Who are you? So in order to compel appearance, you have to have a status of a bezin. We'll discuss details later, what bezin, where bezin. But the prince has to be a bezin. So to compel appearance and to have a formal hodah account, it's necessary to be a bezin. But answer a question, can answer a question without being a bezin. So he suggests, but the Rambam says, Eidinayimdin, he means with respect to kfiya and with respect to hodah. And in order to be a bezin, you need shlichusayu. So we've answered most of the questions. The question was, the Ramach's question. No, you're right. To answer a question like Yalla V'Yavo, like Dunkin' Donuts, you don't need Shlichus Sayin. If you go to two rabbis and they both tell you that Dunkin' Donuts is kosher, it's not kosher, because they're two. Those are good. One is good, two is good, no problem. If you want to constitute a bezdin, two is not a bezdin, and they cannot compel, and you can't be molded in front of them. You need shlichusayu to constitute a bezdin. And another nafkamina, he suggests, what's called kiyum shtoros. Kiyum shtoros, Rabbi Osak. Take a look over here in Tosis on daf gimel amud aleph. The Rav Leslie de Shmuel. Shout out how to paskin. It says Shmuel. Look carefully. I'm reading to you, if you start from the bottom of the daf, I'm going up seven lines. This is a small little Zion in my print. Da filer ab nachman de koik is Shmuel. De shnayim shadam din mode de kiyum shtaros begimo. Kiyum shtaros are different. The impression conveyed, again, Shnayim Shadon was not a bezdin, and therefore the name did not as a bezdin. Same as one is not a bezdin. For kiyum shtaros, everyone agrees, you need a bezdin. Therefore, you have to have three, no matter what. So it appears. This idea that according to the Rambam, it's a matter of passing a shayla, it's not really a bezdin, my Rebbe has in his opening piece on Sanhedrin. First page. Call to all these questions. Kesavisha is a question of the Rajba. Pasuk Ravacha Beit Ravika Chazam Mikosher. I can say Shnayim Shadonu. Ain't the day of din. Moreover, here he says, this is not asked by others. Here he says, everything works, it all works. The rice. Perikei alochakes, distinguishes between Xelos and Chavolos and Ados Valvos. Contradiction. More than that, another question. The Rambam holds Erev Parshias. Who needs Betzedek Nishma Misefa? What does that mean? Tzedek Nishma Misefa, if you hold, maybe we restate that question, where the Rebbe had it. So the Tzedek Nishma Misefa tells you that's enough to have one. Let's say one works for everything. Because they are pashas. And the biggest kasha the Rebbe has, the Rambam's lashon is, it's mutter li'echad lodah ben haTorah. Should have said kosher. What's mutter mean? Then he asked the question of the Ramach, we said before. Because the Ramach assumed that a mumcha one is a bezdin. That's Tosos Kasha as well. Tosos the Kasha. How do you accept Geir Mizman Azeh? Should require Mumchin? Was Mishpat Ksive? The answer Shlichu Sayu. What's exactly the custom of Lador Osechem? Or the Ramach. Whatever you need Bezdin, you need Mumchin, you need Smicha. Because Smicha is Halacha in Bezdin. For Chalos Shem Bezdin, another brisket term. You require Smuchin. Shwar smucha for geirim. And the Rambam disagrees with the whole thing. So my Rebbe phrased it so beautifully. No, smicha is not a din in bezin at all. It's be dine horo psak. Every horo has to be through a mumche. When it's not a horo, you don't need mumchen. Even if you need a ma'aseh bezin. So smicha is halacha in hora. Has he approved it? The Rambam in Perek Dal halacha ches. If smicha lechatzoin for dina isa veheta greida, we'll come back to the Rambam and see how others read it. But the Rambam, the way my Rebbe read the Rambam, he gives smicha for this, for that. Pashpat, that's the Gemara. You see about adaf hey, yora yora yodin yodin yata yata getting split. Yatir, al yatir. And the Rambam does not require smicha for geirus. He never said he needs smuchin, three people. Why? Because Rabbosai, bezin for geirus, we call in our language of formality. A psak. I sit there, and a geir goes under the water. You pronounce him, okay, you're a Jew. You're not a Jewish person. I decided something. Yeah, we may have decided. He sat in the bezin room here a week before and said he's ready to convert. Sometimes I'll say, I can't make it. In Eretz Yisrael, it's always that way. The three, what we call them, the Dayanim Chashuvim, they meet with the potential convert, and three functionaries go to the bezin to take care of it. I don't have time to run to the bezin so many times, to the mikveh so many times. So not passing anything. They got a response, they got a letter in the mail, or an email from the Bezdin, Mr. X is roared to become Gary, passed all the criteria. You order the mikveh at 3 o'clock, see it all under the water, write a piece of paper, he's sure, done. Functionaries, I don't mean in the negative sense, but for this, you don't require smicha. I mean, you're a Bezdin, Mishpat Ksive. Yeah. Smicha is a din in hora. So when you have a hora, you need a samuch, even if it's not a bezdin. And when there's no hora, you don't need a samuch, even if it is a bezdin. That's my Rebbe's thesis. Yes.
For the
ksos
that a
dain
yechidi is acting as that, we didn't hora and then we didn't sack din. What did that do with the carbon puzzle? If you have a mumcha who happens to be a father.
You want to know, can a father paskin on dinei mamonos for his son? Here's the answer. My rabbi's about to say, didn't get there yet, that when we say shnayim shedonu ein dinei din, means they can't force you to come. So when one is paskining, in effect, it's always a psak based upon a kabbalah. We get to later on in the Masechta, a Kabbalah can work even for a father. That answers your question for the moment. Yeah, if you want to get into more details in the third parak, we're going to get drowned. We're not up to the third parak yet. We're not up to the third daf yet. Let's just go slow. I want to finish what the Rebbe has to say. Good. A person who has no smicha, what do you mean? So they go on the internet. Who needs smicha? Get smicha on the internet. So the Rebbe says you go on the internet, it's not called a harah, you're only what we call a mara makom. I saw a Negris Meisher, he says passing a shayla, you're just a mara makom, that's all you're doing, you're showing what it says, it does not have a chal shem harah. Quote to Gemara Yavamis, Bezn of Chalitza does not require smicha. Why not? Do you really need a Bezn? Answer is, it's pro forma. You need three people to watch when the Chalitza process takes place. You're not deciding anything at the time. By the contrast, comes the Zok and Marmei, I think it's on the Makoros as well. You have to be Chacham, Higil Ara, Samoch B'Sanhedrin. What are they fighting about? The Zohar and Mami and everybody else. About money? No. If I'm at Dunkin' Donuts, I don't know. I hope it would come to that. They say that Dunkin' Donuts is kosher, it's not kosher, and he goes against them and get killed about Dunkin' Donuts. Forgive me for being so dramatic, but I don't want to show you.
There's some kid. But it's filling.
Whatever it may be. There could be chaylev with Dunkin' Donuts. Why not? Chalef? Fat? Why not? I'm not saying there is. Please don't misunderstand. Just trying to keep the Talmidim alert. And that's what everyone is hacking about. Okay. So I'm saying, the topic itself could be something different. But you have to be Samach with Sanhedrin. That means the smich is relevant to what you say about Dunkin' Donuts. Ready goes further than that. What about a bezin that's needed to give smicha? To give smicha.
You probably need the bezin, the number of bezin to have smicha.
How many of them?
Why not all of them?
You are a very smart man, but the Rambam is smarter than you. The Rambam says you need three people, only one has to be a samach. Make up your mind. No, the Rebbe explained.
How could that ever be possible? How could someone who doesn't have a qualification be qualified to give out that qualification?
Here's the answer. It's exactly the answer. These three people is just a pro forma act of conferring smicha. The reason you need one of them to have smicha is very simple. You have to have the unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu. But other than that, you wouldn't have to have three smuchim. Because it's just pro forma. There's no horror as such. I mean, somebody decided at one point in time earlier he's roar to get smicha, but that's not what they're deciding now. Oh. So Rav Shechter quote here in the footnote, that one of the Talmidim told my Rebbe in the middle of the shiur that the Brisker Rav says that. It's true. It's printed in the Brisker Rav's Sefer. When the Rebbe said this year the Brisker was still alive, and the Brisker did not print anything in his lifetime to my knowledge, so it was unknown except for Mipiyash at the time. But now it's been printed. It's printed in the Chidushim Moran Rizalei. Maybe I'll remember on Sunday. Oh, Sunday, I'd like to say she as early as possible. Let's not be too ambitious. What time is the Minyanah these days? When is the Minyanah? Sunday. Quarter to eight. Okay. So by 9:15 everyone can be here?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone can be at 9:15? You can?
I will not be here.
At all?
It
doesn't matter when I say the shiur. Okay, you can't.
No, I'll be in a different city for Shabbos.
It won't be a Sunday. Okay, there are people who can't be at B'chlal. It's a different story. But those who are here can be here by 9:15. Either come in if you're somewhere else, come in Motzei Shabbos or get an early minyan. It's not so early. Okay, so we'll say you're 9:15 on Sunday. Fuck. Remind us. I'll try to bring in the Brisker Rav if I remember, or maybe you can remember. See, we have the base manager put it on my desk, but on Sunday morning, so we'll be able to read it inside. Good. Oh. The question becomes. The rice of Chanami Kosher. Only Chad Samach. My Rebbe thought that the Arsamech was correct. The Rambam holds like the Rabbeinu Chanana. You need a Horah. Horah requires Smicha. Why Gzeles HaChavos different than Ados HaVos? Listen very carefully. Really, it should be the same. Erev Parshas. But Tzedek Tishpadan Bisecha tells you what? One, for Horah, Rabosai. For Horah. What? A different kind of Horah. Here's the point of the Rebbe. I pass in that Duncan, this don't, yeah, don't. This don't in discussion. Here's an amazing chiddush that the Rebbe has. When it comes to passing on a Dunkin' Donut, all you need is a clarification. To clarify, it's made in this commissary, we made sure it came from there, it wasn't switched. He calls it a Gili Milso Mara Moko Bialma. That's all you need. So, there could be two Jews saying exactly the same thing. One says Dunkin' Donuts is kosher. He's a head yot. It's fine. One says Dunkin' Donuts is kosher. He has a samuch. Says the Rebbe, if nifsek has din ayadei samuch, chala bo Torah sorah. And you can be called a zaken mamre if you go against Bez Nagono. If you're not a samuch, it's no sorah. Kakolos takanos, you won't get killed. But a dine mamanis chidsha Torah nikra balabayas al Elohim to olam beina dafka horah. It's not enough. Gili milser maramokum bialma. Therefore, you need a samuch to be considered a horah. But zelos b'chavolas doesn't get really. Go back to the beginning of the shiur. Even a horah is no good. You know why? Not enough. You know why? Dina Shebezdin Yarshia es Hagavra Asha Yashin Elohim on the person Hodos Alvos, I accept it upon myself. What you need is to have what he called an abstract decision. In this particular case, you are obligated. You know why you're obligated? Because you yourself accepted the obligation upon yourself by borrowing the money or admitting to an obligation. But Gzeres and Chavolas, you wouldn't accept anything. Person has to take the abstract law and apply it to this person. She'ashiu es agavra. This requires a Bezdin of three. Ela, but said that Kishpon Amisera teaches us for Horah, you need one who is Samuch. Don't need three. Zeles and Chavolas, Yahashoas Agave, you always need three. Hashoas Agave is a Maisa Bezdin. Every Maisa Bezdin requires three. But it says in Perek Beza Lachayud, Mutter li Echad Lodom. The Rambam made no distinctions, right? In Perek Beza Lachayud, when the Rambam said, Ah, for peace, and bezin pochas mishlosha mutal yechad lodom ben haTorah. He didn't make distinctions between Gzeilus and Chavolus on one hand and Hodos and Avos on the other hand. He says, no. Kan lo mari midine ha-bezdin, midine ha-ra. One person can have a ha-ra. Only thing is, you can't force him to come. So if you can't force him to come, so he's volunteering to come. Do I have to call it, have to be passed on the riches to the Gavra? No. The person himself came on his own. Came on his own. What I decide is called the Hora. If the guy decides to listen, as the rough quotes over here, Matovu Manoim. Matovu Manoim. Why not? Why not? Mutter Lotu Minatoru. There's no violation of Lifnei and below Lifnei Hadiotos. You know, the word Lifneim is derived from two different things. We discussed it in Beis Medrash yesterday. One, Lifneim, lo Lifnei Akum, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem when we finish this topic. That's a very critical question. There, there's an Isser, even if both parties agree, to appear before a Goy Shakur. And there's Lifneim, lo Lifnei Hadiotos. Mi she'en hora osa hora osa lalodun l'lchav azdata b'shem inyan shal dinim amenis ilu ayo adin the less fey afilu she'en hora would be osa even to venture an opinion once it's said a tishvot hora as yachad as sabach is considered to be a hora. There's no history of conferring that hora, but you need three to be mashiach the gavra v'gzeles l'chavolos to force him to listen. Mutter Ladun. That's a kosher. Mutter. Because you're really not kosher to pass on yourself like Shia B'Gzeles V'Chavos. How do you like that? How do you know that the one is not a bezin? Of course you'll prove. Okay. Halacha Yudches. Then he quotes Atos, Tav Gimel. The Kiyum Shtaris, everyone agrees. You need three. There's no Chal Hashem Bezin less than three. Kiyum Hashtaris and Maisa Bezin, you'll need three. Aishnayim Shedonu Dineim Din. Because you don't need a Bezin. Harua Socha. The Bezin, you require three. So since we're quoting from the Rebbe Shir, let me just wrap up what the Rebbe said in the Shir, and we'll discuss then later from what other Sforum have to say. The fascinating Rambam that the Rebbe pointed out, that there were two minyonim. This is in Perek Hay. I asked to see the Rambam comments, or whether the Rambam should look it up, if you don't mind. Perek Hay, Hinuchos Sanhedrin. Typo. I'm also making a mistake. I buy my own cups. Rambam. Let's try Perek Yud Aleph. Perek Yud Aleph. Please turn, those who have it. Sure will have it. One way or the other. What does it say over here? You count the father and a son on a bezdin? Nah. Then he says no. Zeh shonu monon av in my ben. Etc. etc. The joy for what we call the Maso Mata. Tess. Vishask Mardin. And Gorman as Dina Bekrovin. Doesn't work. Please, there's a typo here. It says it's Perek Hay. It's supposed to be Perek Yud Aleph. Please tell it for the next edition. The Ravid says, Chaye Roshi. What are you talking about? Masa Matan, my minyanika. Only Bashas Kamar Dinatu. You only vote once. There were two votes over here. What's this? They say vote often, right? Did you make two votes? The rabbi doesn't know what he's talking about. The rabbi explained, no, there are two votes. The first is an abstract vote. What is the law on such a case? The second is a particular vote with respect to this instant case, this individual. So the first vote is like passing a Dunkin' Donuts, a Yalav Yavo. So the father and the son can both be counted as two votes. It's an abstraction. The second vote, which is particular in this particular case, an individual, no, it's a Bezdin, not as a Mora Hora, and therefore, obviously the father and son cannot count as two. Once we're on this shear, interesting. Next point. What about a ger? Can a ger paskin? Tarsa says a ger cannot paskin on a Yisrael even in a mamonis. Can a ger paskin on Dunkin' Donuts? Avada. Yes.
I feel like ger wants to reach the level of like success in Torah in terms of like being like being.
Right.
Would he be accepted into
Bezdin? That's the question. The Pashtus not. Because it says that you have to have Bezdin, which we call a Srora. We read last week in the Pasha, Mikera Vachecha, that the Ger is not supposed to have a position of authority. There are a number of individuals who seem to have been very outstanding in our Shalshelas and the Sora, who either were Geirim or came from Geirim. There's a big question. You mentioned Rabbi Tarfon. The more famous question is Shmaya and Avtalion. Because they were actually, seems to be that they were actually the passers on of the Mesorah, and some say they were Geirim. The Bar Tanuri has the kasha. Tukayobis. We'll get to the details a little bit later on. Oh. So Rabbi says, when a Psak is Chal, a Gavra Bifrat, a Geir is possible. Called Srora. East of the head to Dunkin' Donuts. There's no problem. Just a plain Hora. It's not considered to be Srora at all. It's like. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Halachotes. Bez Nishol Shlosha Shirecha Mehem Ger. Puzzle. Didn't say Ger is puzzle of them. Only for three. Because Harshoi, they bezin shall shlosha they on him. You're passing a Harshoi, and this guy, this Gavra, is a, forgive the expression, Russia. I don't mean it in the full sense. Oh, money, he called this code. Yashin Ogim. Lahora, it's enough to have one. Hodos Valvos, but not Mashin, perhaps would be kosher. This is the shiur which the Rebbe gave at that time. We have a lot more to discuss about the shiur, including seeing how some of the other mefarshim discuss. I brought the thing called the Nesivos HaMishpat. Are you all familiar with the Ketzos and the Nesivos? They went at it, you know, they always had arguments. They were contemporaries. Right? You have to understand the chronology. Ketzos was printed first, the Nesivos criticized the Ketzos. There's another sefer called, what's that called? By the Ketzos. Veshove Nesivos. Look back at it. Okay? Now, it's important to know it's historically, it was printed in, both were printed in two stages. It's called Chelek Aleph, to Kuflam and Beis, and then the second part. The Nesivos responded to part one, and for that, the Ketzos responded with the Veshove. Part two, I don't think it ever got that far. I don't think the Ketzos, who wasn't alive when it was printed, I don't think there's any Meshuvim on the second half. I don't think so. It's just important to just get an idea what's happening. Let me read you the words of the Nesivos. Again, it's Siman Gimel. These are on your Ma'amakomos. I don't know if you're paying attention. towards the end, I put a couple of avakomas on over here, just to see the sin of Gimel. Over Shabbos, you get your hands on a Shulchan Aruch, you should give a chance to get a chance to look it up. Watch this. Quotes the Rambam. Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. This is the Nesivus and Simon Gimel, Sivkot and Aleph. Listen very carefully to the words of the Rambam, how the Nesivus understood them. Echad she'amumcha l'rabin, o she'not l'reshus mi'bezin, areza mutl aladin yichidi, aval eino choshev bezin. Black on white. This is what the Rebbe is saying. It's to the Rambam. He quotes Yorai Malachi Yitches. Hey, Yitches. Watch this. When do we need three mumchin to be called a bezin? Toan Tanas Ganav. That's the pasuk is going on, right? In the Pesukim in Parshas Mishpatim. Ki Uzeh. Odo Bemitzas. Hey, that's where this comes from. You know, bezin. Spell it out. Says the Ktos. Koza nichta b'sifri. I wrote it myself. What are you discovering in America? I already said it myself. I met you before for the toast. The toast over here in Simon Gimel. Sivkot Beis says the same thing. I already said this. Okay, so I'm not going to. No. We don't want to get into this. Okay? So the Siva spells it out. The Siva says he's the Chadish on his own, that the one has to be a samuch. Samuch. Not a hedget. Yes, it's false. Midoraisa, you need one mumche. Shnayim, sh'eidin eidin, is talking about two adiotos. And you need shlichusayu, because you have to have a mumche. Meiridik. As we said before, the deceivers already said all this, said this terms. I saw in the footnote here, 15 Aleph, quotes from Yeshua's David, I believe that's Rabbi Parvatsky, if I'm not mistaken. He doesn't see this in the words of the Rambam. This is a question he quotes from his father, the Rabbi Jemetrovsky. Mutto li'echad lodim in ha'toro, u'midibri sofer machi shlosha. Wait, but according to the Nesivus, it's two different people. One is a samuch, and the three are what? Are hediotos. Doesn't sound that way from his lashon. Sarachi and Gol. My Rebbe said, you can say Sarachi and Gol till doomsday, but it's true. That's what the Rambam meant. The lashon of the Rambam, we'll read it one more time. Peg Beis Halacha Yud. Afal pi shein bezin pavos mishlosha mutol li echad lodin min ha-Torah shemitzet mishamitzach. That means one mumche. We did very sofri. What do they say? Three. What kind of three? Any three. Even hadyotos. Shnayim shedonu and dinayim din. What? Who are these two? obviously had yotos. How can that be? He started with saying smuchim. But my Rebbe pointed out, look at the Rambam. It's explicit that this pshat is correct. In Perek Chav Beis, the Rambam discusses this question in the context of pshara. I think it's on the Makoros, if I'm not mistaken. Did I put it on? Not here? My mistake. It is here? I thought I put it here. Yes. Perek Chav Beis, halacha vav. Yofek koach hapshara mikoach hadin. Sheshnei hedyoto shedonu ein dinei hadin. So when he said before shnei hedyoto, he obviously meant shnei hedyotos. It seems to be, it has to say this way. So bekitz and nimitz, what my Rebbe said, the Ktos and the Siva said more or less before him, fundamentally, that number one, that when you say that you don't eat three, it's not a bezdin, it's a dinah horah. The Issa Behet, the Nesivis use those words. That the one is a mumche, the Nesivis suggested it. He didn't have a rach. The Or Samech had a rach. So the rach says it. It's likely Rambam follows the rach. It's against the Ran, who didn't, I don't know if he had a rach or not, he's doing the Ram that they had you. Not a mumche. So with this, we've given the outline to the answer to all these questions that we brought against the Rambam. But I want to talk a little bit about Chumash and leave myself at least 10 minutes, so we're going to stop the Shia here. It's more or less done. We didn't even learn the Tosis on Beis and Gimel, which are very important. So on Sunday, Mishnah 9:15, we'll start with that, and then we have to look at the Brisk Rav still, a few other loose ends, and go further and analyze the Sugya of the Gemara and the Rambam according to the understanding of my Rebbe and earlier classical Lefarshim. Okay?